Simon & Schuster Audio presents Mine, Book 3 of The Lair of the Wolven by J.R. Ward. Read by Jim Frangione.
One. Exit 38S, the North Way, I-87, Plattsburgh, New York. His doctor, the one who'd been keeping him alive, was dead. As Daniel Joseph gunned his Harley up the North Way, he swerved around a semi, played hopscotch with a pair of sedans, and then eyed an upcoming break in the woods in the median and prayed there wasn't a cop hiding in the pine trees. He had bigger problems to worry about than speeding tickets and, hey, where's your helmet, citations. No weapon, no backup, no intel. But hey, at least the woman he loved more than anything else on the planet was with him, which was the precise offensive strategy you wanted when you were rushing into a crime scene that hadn't been cleared, that no one in conventional law enforcement could know about, and that you were bringing no weapons, no backup, and no intel to. And it had started to fucking snow. The shit that had begun to fall halfway through the rocket ship ride was only a non-issue mid-November squall in the morning, but that was if you were in a car or had a visor. As the flakes hit his face, they were shards of glass on his cheeks, in his eyes, up his nose. Thank God, he thought, as their exit appeared, and he paired off at the same speed he'd been going. At the top of the ramp, he didn't slow down for the stop sign before merging onto New York 22S, and as he and the bike zoomed into the turn, Lydia Susie tightened her arms around his waist and ducked her head into his back. During the 20-minute breakneck roar from that apple orchard in Walters to this road leading into Plattsburgh, he had taken the brunt of the cold air, and he was feeling it. She was warmer, though. He hoped she was warmer. God damn it. He wished she weren't with him. "We need Route 26, Lydia shouted in his ear over the din. "Toward the bay."
"Roger that."
He turned his head to the side. "You okay?" She gave him a squeeze.
"Yes."
As he looked ahead of them again, all he could think was, "Don't do it. Don't ask back." She didn't. Lydia was a master navigator. Not that finding the condo development in question was all that hard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?